Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Dan Haar, the pride of Wesleyan University, make of it what you will, joining us here on Brian and Company. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. You calling to talk about the World Series game?
Did you watch it?
I did, and it was there was a great human story going on both sides. Absolutely. That guy, Will Klein, 22 games in the majors, an ERA over 5, last guy on the roster a few days ago. Nobody ever heard of him. And he pitches lights out for 4 innings. Or was it 5?
No, it was 4, yeah. I mean, we didn't actually talk about that. He one-hit ball in 4 innings with 5 Ks.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's got men on second and third in the top of the 18th inning, and he throws the nastiest breaking pitch. Who is this guy? Is this Yamamoto, or is this Will Klein?
Yeah, 6'5", righty out of Bloomington, Indiana, with a big old beard.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's a great story.
Yeah,
and then Freddie Freeman does his thing. He's the big star. That's what he does. That's great. Now everybody remembers Freddie Freeman had his second walk-off home run in the World Series, Hall of Famer, all that stuff. I hope people remember Will Klein.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, Dan. Listen to you, a little baseball.
There you go.
A little baseball action. We have a lot to talk about, not a lot of time, so let's get right to it. First of all, we've had a lot of conversations on this show about Governor Lamont, and you know he doesn't like to get nitty-gritty on stuff, and he tends to distance himself from controversy, and his line has been played more than once when it comes to Costa Diamantis that, you know, he didn't hire him, and when he found out about what he was doing, he fired him. And it hasn't seemed to stick as a negative on the governor. The Republicans are trying to get it to stick. I mean, should he have more responsibility because some of this stuff happened while he was governor?
The only way it's going to hurt him is, A, if a little bit more comes out about negligence in the administration. And again, I want to be clear. We should all be clear. Nobody is accusing the governor of malfeasance in
right.
any way, shape, manner, or form, or covering anything up. Even his harshest rational critics, and there are some who are irrational who think that there's corruption by him, which is, you know, that old stuff of the testing company SEMA 4, you know, that's just nonsense. Nothing has ever been shown. But in respect to his management style, look, he's a chairman of the board type of manager, right? That's how he manages. That was a big part of my point. That's his personality. He claims that behind the scenes, he gets things done and he's talking to people much more aggressively than it looks and all that stuff. So one way is if more comes out in the next, trial, and the other way is if there's just a plethora of these things, even more than you see now, that start to pile up.
Right, and that's sort of the Republicans pointing to, whether it's Gillette, who seems pretty clear now was dishonest in putting some things forward or not putting things forward, that you, when you lump them together, the Republicans are trying to state a case that there's a little bit of lunatics running the asylum a little bit. And if people know, I mean, if people in the administration knew about Diamantis, that would be a problem.
Absolutely. And if people knew about him, if it comes out that anybody knew about him, it's not going to be the governor. But if it comes out that a chief of staff, you know, I don't want to name, you know, even positions. But if it comes out that somebody knew about it or looked the other way, then it starts to look bad. And, you know, you mentioned Gillette. There have been a couple of these things. The one in Terrence Chang, chancellor. There have been a few of these things. And the pattern appears to be that, you know, nobody's watching the hen house. So that's the wrap. But you've got a guy who's had $12 billion in surpluses over the last 6.5 years. That counts for something. And the state is as I said in my column, the state is middle of the pack in the economy among states. And I say, we'll take that any time after those of us who lived through the last 20 years.
We're talking with Dan Harr from CT Insider. Again, you go to ctinsider.com to see his stories. The one we were discussing right here was something that posted a couple of days ago, but he posted something you posted twice yesterday. And later last night, you wrote a piece about a gentleman from Rocky Hill who's been arrested potentially for hate crimes. And I don't necessarily like to always dignify somebody with the name. I think it's Robert Pabich is his name. Who is this guy? And what has he done or allegedly done?
What he's done is he's been a serial harasser of certain people, namely one Senator Matt Lesser, online, and mainly on Senator Lesser's Facebook page and X. I think he's the last liberal using X all the time. And they have been some really, really harsh anti-Semitic comments under his own name. And it has gone, it went, and occasionally police would look into something, and it never amounted to an arrest. And all of a sudden, some things that he said last weekend after the No Kings rally about Senator Lesser and some other Democrats were perceived to be dangerous threats, to the point where he now has been arrested. He was arraigned yesterday and was being held on $25,000 bond.
Well, they found a bunch of ammunition and guns in his house.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
That's right. And notably, as I pointed out, they did confiscate four guns, and he had four guns registered to him, but they weren't the same guns. Only two of the guns were the same. That's not to say that I'm accusing this gentleman of a unregistered fire. We don't know. We don't know that.
Right.
Maybe they were registered to somebody else. He lived with his mother. We don't know. But yes, they took 1,700 rounds of ammunition. He said, and this was in my write-through last night, if you read the story yesterday, you didn't see it. He said to investigators, I'm a peaceful guy. I've never intended to hurt anybody. I'm just a walking example of the First Amendment. I speak my mind. I'm not hurting myself. I'm not hurting anybody else. And I'm not making direct threats. And indeed, none of the things he has said online that are in the police report or the arrest warrant are direct, I'm going to hurt you. It's all, you should be X. But I have to tell you, it's some of the worst stuff I've ever written. And I meant what I said when I said I wouldn't repeat it.
Yeah, I mean, in the articles, you know, you quote it, you know, in terms of the people at a No Kings rally, every one of these pieces of trash need bullets shot directly into their faces, just like Charlie Kirk.
There's much more lewd and direct stuff that he's writing. But again, I don't mean to defend him. I'm just saying he's saying
right.
That I'm saying things, but I'm not making direct threats. He's not saying I'm going to kill you.
Right.
He's saying these people should be killed. Right. I find that repugnant and abhorrent. And if it's about an ethnic group or a religious group, it is a hate crime. under the statutes, and we'll see what happens. Yeah. I'm not saying he's guilty. I don't, who knows what the story is, right.
He's been arrested, and he'll have his day in court, and we'll see. We got to run, Dan. I appreciate it on short notice coming on. Go to ctinsider.com. Dan Haar, two A's, H-A-A-R.
Right. I'm keeping both A's.
Have a good one, Dan. Thanks.
Take care.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.